The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes there's no time like the present to learn about the past. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the time when an overworked postal system got a much-needed upgrade to somewhat mixed results. The day was October 20th, 1960. America's first fully automated post office began service in Providence, Rhode Island. The facility featured the country's first automatic sorting and processing machines, as well as 3 miles of conveyor belts that moved mail through the plant and out to the loading docks for delivery. The advanced system was housed in a sprawling one-floor building that spanned 13 acres of an industrial park. Construction began in April of 1959 and was completed 18 months later. When the facility opened, President Eisenhower himself came to cut the ribbon. That may seem like a lot of fuss over a post office, but the country had a lot riding on the new technology that was being tested there. By the mid-1950s, the post-war boom was in full effect, and post offices were swamped with more mail than ever before. The traditional systems began to buckle under the strain, so in 1958, Postmaster General Arthur Summerfield decided it was time to try something new. He approved the plan to build the first fully automated post office of the future. The project was called Operation Turnkey, with the idea being that the new machinery would make it possible to process the mail with the turn of a key. The high-speed equipment would separate and assemble each piece of mail according to its class, priority, and destination, allowing this single facility to move more than 1 million pieces of mail in one day. The only problem was the machines that could do this didn't exist yet. The project planners and their contractors had to create it all themselves. It was a tall order, but the team pulled it off. When completed, the system incorporated over 24 machines and nearly 16,000 feet of conveyor belts, all of which was regulated by a 25-foot-tall control tower located at the heart of the building. But Operation Turnkey wasn't just a feat of engineering. It was an artistic endeavor, too. About 4 months before the facility opened, it was proposed that a stamp should be issued to publicize and celebrate the milestone event. When the idea was presented to the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, it was unanimously rejected for being, quote, obviously self-serving. The committee also pointed out that such a stamp might be unpopular at a time when much of the public blamed automation for increasing unemployment. Still, the committee's ruling wasn't binding, and in the end, the postmaster went ahead and issued the stamp anyway. The 4-cent stamp depicts an architect's rendering of the new facility in dark blue ink and says, "First automated post office in the United States," in deep red letters. It was issued on the same day the post office opened for business, and its sales quickly proved that the postmaster had been wise to ignore the committee's objections. On the first day alone, over 833,000 of the stamps were sold, plus an additional 458,000 envelopes that came with the stamp pre-applied. It was such a massive success that the U.S. Post Office began issuing other self-referential stamps, including ones with the USPS logo and a whole set of Postal Service employee stamps. Unfortunately, the stamp proved more successful than the facility it promoted. A 1962 report to Congress showed that the facility wasn't as fast or efficient as it was supposed to be. Several of the high-tech machines weren't being used properly, and others hadn't been switched on at all. It came to light that employees hadn't been trained very well on how to operate the new equipment, and they weren't sure how to use it to its full potential. Postmaster General Arthur Summerfield had an eye to the future when he greenlit Operation Turnkey, but it was so dysfunctional in practice that his successor joked that the project's name, quote, might be rendered more appropriate by knocking out the N in Turnkey. Despite the initial embarrassment, the U.S. Post Office kept experimenting with automation. Cities across the country began adopting similar technology, and after a few years of tinkering, they had the process running much more smoothly. Today, the majority of American post offices rely on automation to at least some degree, if not almost entirely. So you see, it wasn't such a turkey after all. Maybe more like a goose. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you're feeling inspired by today's episode, you can send me some electronic mail at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.